Okay, a couple of things. Tomorrow will be the last year of the Zman, still before Sukkot. I'm aiming, hopefully, to give two packets. I just, one on Halacha and one on Hashkafa and / Chumash. So we'll see how we'll work and what time we'll start. I'll let you know all this, and maybe we'll start a little earlier. So we'll be able to do, okay? Again, those that didn't sign up for Simchas Torah, please sign up with Ari Graber. Bezer Shem, we're hoping to get a bus that is going to leave from here, so you shouldn't have any problems with transportation. Okay. I'd like to finish up the Shem Eretz Yisrael package today, so this way when we start getting... there's still some other things for Eirecha that I wanted to do, but at least we'll have finished this packet. So we're in the middle of discussing the Rambam's opinion that when the Kedusha Rishona of Eretz Yisrael that was imbued by Yehoshua was undone when Klal Yisrael went into Golus Bavel. But the Kedusha Shnia, which was done by Ezra, even though we were later exiled, was not undone. So therefore, Ad Hayom Hazeh, we still are Chayiv and Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael because of the Kedusha of Ezra. We're still bound by the Kedusha of Ezra. And the Kedusha of Yeshua went away. The Kedusha of Ezra is still there. Now, we pointed out from Rav Soloveitchik and the Sefer Kaftor Vaferach that there's still, in other words, even if you would hold the Kedusha is bottled. There are some Rishonim that, could say that even Kedusha Shnia maybe is bottled. We have to, but that still doesn't take away the fact that Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaSkula, Eretz HaOvos, that special thing that we saw, that there's an Indian to walk in Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. All these things have nothing to do with whether the Kedusha is bottled or not bottled. The whole issue of Kedusha batal or not batal is only relevant legabe mitzvahs hatluyos baretz. So we were trying to understand the Rambams, and then we saw the three Rambams about certain mitzvahs that have nothing to do with kutz laretz, with nothing to do with the karka. So that's where the Rambam said by tzmicha, it's totally in the borders of Olei Mitzrayim, even though Kedusha Rishonah was batal. So last time we were discussing the Meshech Chachmas Pshat and why the Kedusha Rishona is Batal and not the Kedusha Shnia. And the Meshech Chachma quoted the Gemar Brachas that Darshan's in the Pasuk and Peshalach, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Am Zukanisa. That Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem Zubi Rishona, Ad Yavor Am Zukanisa Zubi Shnia. And so Bi Rishona had the Shem Hashem by it because that was with the Orem. So once that Kedusha was gone, then the whole thing fell apart. And the Kedusha Shnia was a low level of Kedusha, but sometimes if you have a low level, that remains. In other words, the higher level, once you lose it, like the Mashal Chachma gave, if a woman is a Kohenis and she's Nival La'akum, then she becomes a nothing, right? But she's a Leviya, she's Nivalas La'akum, she remains a Leviya. Because the high level Kedusha that's Nifkam, goes down to the, gets lost in total, and the other one does not. Okay. Now the Meshech Chachma had a second pshat, which we didn't see yet, on page 23. Says the Meshech Chachma in the fourth column. Odei Shlomar, Tam al Masha Kedusha Rishona Batla veKedusha Shnia Lo Batla. Kedusha Losi Lava Alpi Masha Amru Mikan Modar Rabba Lo Raisa. Shatana's onus Haishalahem. Whereas the famous Gemara in Shabbos that says that the original Kabbalah Satorah at Maimon Har Sinai was under duress. Right? It was Kofaleim Har Kigigis. It was under duress. So therefore, they could say that it's not binding. In other words, if the Jews do something wrong, they could say it's not binding because the whole acceptance of the Torah was under duress. So that's what it means. Mikam Odor Rabbo Loraisa means the Klal Yisrael has a taina that it was under duress. Sam?
So why would the future there start?
Oh, wait, we didn't say anything. Wait. Yeah, hold on a second. So the Rashba asks the Navi's Kasha. The Rashba asks, Hiksha HaRashba on Shabbos, Amai Nenshu B'chol HaOnshin. Whereas, what does the Gemara say? That the first Kabbalah Satorah was under duress until what? Until Mordechai, until the Zman of Purim. And we accepted the Torah again, not under duress. So the question is, so how come we were punished? How could Klal Yisrael ever be punished between from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu till the time of Mordechai v'Esther? We should never have been punished for anything, because if you're saying that it was under duress and it wasn't binding, so why were we punished? Simple question. Why were we punished all the time, all the years, in by Rishon? How many years? 400 years and years we were punished. Hundreds and hundreds of years we were punished for different things. So why were we punished? It was under duress. So what's the answer to that? Fetirah shebishvil haTorah nosam lehem Eretz Yisrael. Im lo yishmeru shuv lo shayach lehem Eretz Yisrael. Kol zman shehoyu be'eretz Yisrael, nenshu bo'onshin. He says like this, you're right. Klal Yisrael didn't deserve to be punished. But Klal Yisrael got Eretz Yisrael. And to live in Eretz Yisrael, that you have to keep Torah. Whereas even if you say the Torah is normally not binding, but to go into Eretz Yisrael, that was only conditional that they keep the Torah. So Mamela, when they sinned, they were punished not mitzad the Kabbalah Satorah. They were punished because that was mitzad that the Torah, Eretz Yisrael will not accept anyone in its land who was not Shomer the Torah. In other words, after Purim time, so it had nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. We would get punished because we violated the mitzvahs for the sake of violating mitzvahs. But before that, the only reason why we were punished is because we had to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael because we were living in a place where we didn't deserve to live. That's what the Rashba says. So now the Meshech Chochma says like this. Im kein, kein shagolu shuv poka kedushas Eretz Yisrael, yesh lehem onas. ובשביל שפוקם איתם שמירס התורה בחיוב ופוקה קבלוסו אם כן אינו שייך ארץ ישראל להם בבוטל הקדושוסו. So he says like basically like this, that going into Eretz Yisrael the first time before Purim in the time of Yeshua was conditional that they kept the Torah. So the whole Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was only because they accepted the Torah. Once they don't accept it, once they stop observing the Torah, even if it was under duress, but once they stopped observing the Torah, then they don't. Klal Yisrael doesn't have a shaychus to Eretz Yisrael anymore. So that's why the kedusha rishona, once they were gola because they sinned, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael left. But once they accepted it, what in the time of Achashverosh, and there was no onus. So they don't have a tiny son. Shuv shayach Eretz Yisrael lehem. So then, Eretz Yisrael is shayach to Klal Yisrael, even if they're not observant. It's still going to be theirs. It wasn't contingent. Because Yisrael who owns the chol onshin. And in other words, And in other words, and we'll get galus if we're not observant. But Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, won't be contingent upon our observance. We'll get thrown out, but it'll still have kedusha to Eretz Yisrael. See, the first time we went in, when we weren't really bound by the mitzvahs in totality, because we were on us. So Mimele, if we were thrown out, if we're thrown out, that means we don't deserve Eretz Yisrael anymore. So the whole kedusha leaves. But the second time, we still have a chiv to keep the Torah. So therefore, when we were thrown out, it was for a different. It was because it was a punishment. But Eretz Yisrael still stays Eretz Yisrael. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael the second time wasn't contingent upon our keeping the mitzvahs. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was separate. The first time, the whole kedusha was contingent upon the shmiras and mitzvahs. So that's what he says. Now, there is a Radvaz that, yeah, laser. I mean, the whole kedusha is because of, in other words, the first time we went in, we were given a privilege to go in to Eretz Yisrael if we would keep the mitzvahs. Even though we weren't bound to keep the mitzvahs, but it's like the first time, it's like lahavdil, if you're a tenant in a building and you don't follow the rules, they can evict you. So you lose your whole right and the whole. So Mimela, there was no shaykhis between Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael after they, once they sinned during Bayis Rishon. But the second time we were given Eretz Yisrael, you know, unconditionally. It's just we're punished to leave, but it's still our land. Okay, now take a look in, yeah.
Also, how do we even punish the Amalek before we enter the Torah?
So maybe there could be other reasons why. Whereas, but not alt's not observing the Torah. Okay, it could be other reasons why. Lack of achta, some other reasons maybe. Okay. Now, there's a famous comment that the Radvaz makes on page 3. And he's bothered by the same question. How could it be that Eretz Yisrael, in the time of Yeshua, that Kedusha was temporary, and Ezra's Kedusha was permanent, right? That's the sheet of the Rambam. Why don't we say that either they're both permanent or they're both temporary? So says the Radvaz, Im Tomar, Kemish, and Iskatsha Kedusha, Shabbo, Lehechon, Olcho. Where did the kedusha go? The Rabbeinu Kosov v'lisha ha'isa b'bnei hakibush b'lvad. Kitcher l'shaita v'lo losi lovam. V'nira l'daito l'fisha lo kitshua b'peh. El b'mei Ezra. Kitshua b'peh. So this is a very interesting comment. That and it's very hard to understand what this means. He says, when they came in the first time, they settled the land, but they didn't make a formal kiddush b'peh. They didn't formally mekadesh Eretz Yisrael b'peh. So Mamela Kedusha went away. So then if it's so simple as that, then why did Yeshua just do it? Well, he katsha kedushas olam lo tiyeh haktakon alanim b'shvis. Mizvetam hinichu miktsas mekomosh b'lo kedusha b'me'ezra. Whereas, he wants to say like this, that Yeshua knew b'nevua that it wasn't going to last, that there was going to be an exile, and people are going to leave Eretz Yisrael. So he was afraid, there's going to be poverty. So he was afraid that if they were going to, if they were going to do it the peh, then the kedusha would never leave, and memela there would be a problem in shemitah. Where would the anim get to eat from? So that's what he says. Now there's a dvar of Ram on this. Still very strange, right? Rabash says it was strange. Right. What? I guess they felt that maybe certain people would still, even if there's an exile, it wouldn't be a total exile. So take a look in the Dvar of Ram on page 25. Linen is not going to be the Kusta Milsi, the ancient Chiluk Linen Kedusha, Ben Kibish Lechazaka. Whereas he says, because the Rambam makes this chiluk between kiddush lechazaka, he says he doesn't think there should be such a distinction. Kiddushas etzel known as kasha klal mikol chazaka. Because he doesn't think that, in other words, chazaka doesn't make kiddusha. Kibush doesn't make kiddusha. Kibush makes ownership. Chazaka makes ownership. So what makes kiddusha? Kiddusha, how do you makdish something? You say hareza kodosh. If you want to be makdish a certain thing, you declare that it's Kaddish. The Kedushas Ezra lo nitzkacha klal mikol chazaka el kamo shekosa v'advaz shebimei Ezra kitshua b'peh. L'chein ha-Kedusha keyem es v'ena b'teilu. And that's the Radvaz. So then he quotes the Radvaz. So go down further. First one line is Ezra. The Tzach Beer came into Kedushas Yeshua Haicha Shalom B'Peh Lama Kitcha Ezra B'Peh. Well, so what did Ezra do? Why did Ezra Mekadosh B'Peh? Ezra Tzach Ha'e B'Kedushas Peh. Hey, Lama Chashash Yeshua B'Shvil Shasidu L'Chorev Ezra Lo Chashash L'Zeh. Why was Yeshua afraid that it was going to destroy? Ezra didn't know. Fakir. The Gemara says in Yuma that Ezra knew it was going to be destroyed. Why? How did he know it was going to be destroyed? Because not everyone made Aliyah. That's how we knew it was going to be destroyed. So fakert. If Yeshua knew, Ezra certainly knew. If he told me Yeshua yodev Ezra lo yoda, ze dochach. Shem niskal tzor Hashem li Yeshua, lam lo niskal le Ezra. So then he says, v'ef shalom mar di Yeshua, have a yoda, next page, midomar Hashem l'moshe, ekeya asher ekeya. V'dor shu chazal, ani ha'isi imachem b'shibud ze, ani imachem b'shibud malchios, michlal d'chol apochas pa'amecha l'asid l'chorev. Whereas ekeya asher ekeya, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, my name is ekeya asher ekeya, means Just like I'm going to be with you, I'm going to be with you in the Golus Mitzrayim, I'll be with you in the next Golus. So Yeshua apparently knew that from his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. So that all that means is that after Mitzrayim there would be another Golus. But who says there would be a third Golus? Hashem said Moshe, okay, Mitzrayim is not the last Golus, so that means next Golus is Bavel. But after Bavel, who says there's going to be a Golus by the Bayi Sheni? So that maybe was not known. But he says, who be there a chadrash? And where do we find such a thing? So then he continues on page 27. He says, Al kolponim is bar lo nadas harambam kirashi v'yachid shkava shalol pi rov Yisrael fil bet so gufo lav shmei kibush. Whereas he wants to say like this, that the Rambam, we had a discussion, what does it mean kibush yachid and kibush rabin? Right? Rashi seems to say means kibush yachid means by all of Klal Yisrael, or with the sanction of all of Klal Yisrael. And Tosus learns, no. All it means is that you have to conquer Eretz Yisrael proper first, and then you could add on. So he says that he thinks that Rashi and the Rambam holds like Rashi. So he says, "Im came ba'ol bovel shaloyim ben rov Yisrael." And neither Raki kibush yachid. So he wants to say like this: when Klal Yisrael came in the time of Ezra, not everyone came. So maybe it was only a kibush yachid because not everyone was interested in Eretz Yisrael. They were happy with their life in Bavel. So Mimela was a kibush yachid. For the highest kedusha b'kibush luchud. While Korach tzarich lobna shekitcha Ezra. Baal peh, kibush peh mahani. Whereas he says that, so it wasn't a good kibush to make kedusha because it was a kibush yochin. So that's why they had a mekadosh prepare. It's a lomel mikra kibush. Veinu mekadosh mitzaratz. Those apparently kibush is going to make a kedusha mitzaratzmo, but that's only if it's kibush rabbi. So the time of Yeshua, everyone went in. Everyone went into Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua. So that was a real kibush rabbin. So there was no necessity to also mekadesh b'peh, because the kibush did it. But at the time of Ezra, that it was only a kibush yachid, because not everyone went in, so then they decided they have to mekadesh b'peh. Chose einu elam kedushas Ezra, but kedush Yeshua, shayah kibush rabbin, and his kacha misada kibush gufei. The came in Shin Nichbisha Ha'arts Lefneim, the male Asi Kedushas Arts Meatzma, the Korean Bo Artsachem, Utsuku Klaal Kacha Balpe, Sar Kushas Haradvaz, whereas the Radvaz Kasha was, whereas Radvaz makes this bit Kiddush, that the Kedusha Rishonah was done without Peh, the Kedusha Shnei was done by Peh. So he asked the question, why did Yeshua do it by Peh also? So the Radvaz answers, he didn't do it by Peh because he knew it was going to be destroyed, and he didn't want Eretz Yisrael to have Kedusha La'olam, because then if it would be destroyed, they'd have financial difficulties, etc. So the Rav Ram says, no, I like what the Radvaz says, that it's totally Kedusha B'peh, but for a different reason. That the Kedusha, the time Yeshua, everyone went in. So the Kibush created the Kedusha because it was a Kibush Rabbim, so they didn't need B'peh. But by the time of Ezra, it was what? It was only Kibush Yachid, because it wasn't everyone going in. So the Mela, therefore you needed Kedushas Peh. And Kedushas Peh is not Batel. What's also before is the Kedushas Arts Peh, but Torah Rabbi Hussein HaRishonim. And he says this idea of Kedush Peh is found in the Meiri. One second. Megillah, Zal Shono. Kedush Amor Ba'ar Tzeino. Betodus v'shir, she'en kiddush todus v'shir, tosef zir v'azorz, el kodesh b'mamar, uv'chazokah, she'machzikim b'betor seretz Yisrael. כפי זה מספר את מה שכוסף הרמב״ם בקדושת עזרו שעשו בחזקה, הנה פירוש קניין חזקה, זה אינו מקדש כלל. חזקה אפילו אם היה מקדש היה בוטל הקיבש כנוכח הארץ ביודם. על פירוש כמו שכוסף שמחזיקים אותו בתורס ארץ ישראל, הוא ביחד עם אמר פר מקדש. Whereas he says like this, the pshat, it's not, chazaka doesn't make it, since when does chazaka make kedusha? If I buy a house, I live there, it doesn't make the house holy. But if I'm machzik in the house, now I have a right to be mekadosh v'peh. So the first time, Bizman Yoshua, they didn't do it, kiddush v'peh, because they had a kibush rabin, which is an automatic mekadosh. So they didn't have to do it v'peh. The second time, they didn't have kibush rabim, so it's a kibush yochid, so it's not mekadosh. So they had to do a bepeh. But I can't mekadosh something bepeh unless it's mine. So first I have to make a kinyan chazaka. So that's what they did. They went in, they inhabited the land, now they own the land, and now they can be mekadosh bepeh. One second. Now the peyush kibush kosev misham machzikin also betoros erzav ubiyachnim hamarba bepeh mekadosh. But shalom adain kibush bepeh moel el kshe yoshrim ba. If you're living in Chutz La'aretz and you want to mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't work. Memela, it's kadosh. Not that they had to actually do a separate action of sanctification. But b'kedusha shniya kosov sh'olov b'nei hagolov v'chziku b'mikzas arz kitshua kedusha shniya. But when it comes, those by kedusha rishona, he uses lashon mitzkacha, because it's nekacha me'elov. Once you do a kibush, it's nekacha me'elov. By kedusha shniya, he says kitshua, because they actually had a mekadosh et b'peh. His kikan should. So it's a little difficult because Iker Chosim and Asefer, meaning, you have to, in other words, he's saying that what the Rambam means to say is that Kedusha Rishona was an Al Yedei Kibush, so Mela was a Kedusha to Mela. So once the Kibush is over, there was, I guess, there's some din that if Klal Yisrael conquers Eretz Yisrael, maybe since it was promised to them, so as soon as they conquer it, the melech becomes kodesh. But it has to be a real kibush, a kibush rabbi. But the kedusha shniya was not a real kibush; it was a kibush yochid. So then, the only way, what's the way that you mekadesh something like repair? Anything that has kedusha gets kodesh repair. So kedusha shniya was kibush repair. Wow, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know. My mind starts traveling a little bit. I was thinking that's why maybe Bayesheni was Kedusha B'Peh. That's why Torah Shabbal Peh was very big in Bayesheni. In other words, because the whole idea was the godless of the Peh was by Bayesheni. And Bayes Rishon was more Torah Shabbat Chzav. Bayesheni Tanakh. Bayesheni was Chanukah, all the things of Torah Shabbat Peh was not. And then the whole Kedusha Bayesheni was B'Peh. So it works in very good, and that's how the Radvaz and the Dvar Avram explain. Wow, that was Frederick Shrek. I just thought of that this second. This is not prepared. Rav Soloveitchik got smicha from the Dvar Avram. You should know. Because when he came to America, he never had like official smicha, so he needed smicha. So the Dvar Avram wrote him a nice smicha. I think it's printed. You can see the copy of the Smicha and the Sefer HaYovel for Rav Soloveitchik. Maybe it's there. It's a letter of the father. Interesting things. The Rav Ram, the Kovna Rav. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was also a Kovna. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was the Posek Hador. That's why they named his yeshiva after him. In fact, the Lamb always says, because when he died, everyone was waiting, like, well, who was going to do something in his memory? And no one did something. So here in New York, they did something. Because this yeshiva originally was known as Yeshivas Eitz Chaim. And it was located in the Lower East Side. And then they moved uptown. The whole history. So, you know, a lot of these new yeshivas, you know, that exist today, that show that 10 years old or whatever. This yeshiva has a history of like 100 years or something. Erev Shmuel Esh. By the way, we're not having mincha here today. They made a thing, one mincha in the base medrash. So they're not going to be mincha in the here. Yeah. Just pointing that out. Yeah, Erev Shmuel. This is very interesting, Dvar Avram. The thing that bothers me is that the Rambam should have, you know, stated it more. You know, it's like Ikur Chosim and Asefer. It's an interesting concept, whether the Rambam meant it or not. But I don't know. I would have thought the Rambam would have been more explicit. That. Yeah, but Shmuel. So what are you saying, therefore what?
So therefore it was more appropriate
to make a
verbal declaration
by Ezra, not by Yeshua. Because since Yeshua knew it was going to be shorter, so therefore what?
It wasn't as necessary, it wasn't needed as much as by Ezra, what he needed to do now.
In other words, Ezra knew we were not going to be there for a long time, so he wanted to put an imprint on the land. Okay, possibility. But then, no.
Does the Dvar Avram, does he still need the part that the Ravaz said about the Nebuah, about that Yeshua was knew that there was going to be? I think he still needs it, the Dvar Avram, because you still can't explain, like, even to what, according to what Dvar Avram said, about why Yeshua didn't do. I mean, true, he proved that Yeshua could do Kibush, but why still? Shouldn't he have opted to go for the more, the stronger kind of
Kedusha,
and go with Kedusha there?
Who?
Yeshua. Right, so he still needs to use what the Ravaz is saying about the
Nabi,
about the
Nuah
of Yeshua, that
Yeshua
knew. So he's not completely rejecting it.
Maybe. I mean, it's much from the Dvar Avram that he's saying that it happened, that it was the Kedusha happened in Mela, so you don't. Could be. It's hard to know what he was, you know, what anyone was thinking. It's a possibility. Yeah.
I'm sure you said this, but what about after you just had the last verse?
What about what?
What about after you just had the last verse of the Kiddush?
Kiddush's pair. What? Because you see, like this. Apparently, like this. Kibush. Why is kibush kedusha? What does kibush and kedusha have to do one thing with the other? Normally, if you have a korban, say you have an animal, how do you make it holy? You say hareza ola. So it's all kedusha that we have in Judaism usually comes about through some type of verbal declaration, right? That's how all korbanos are. All kedusha is like that. So he's, and that's how Yerushalayim becomes Kaddish. In fact, the Mishnah in Shavuos and Daf Tezvav says that they, you know, they had to sanctify Yerushalayim, make it holy. And the Gemara says they could add to Yerushalayim, right? There's a concept of just like we learned it in the Sifrei, there's a concept of expansion of Eretz Yisrael. So there's also a concept of expansion of Yerushalayim. You can expand Yerushalayim, and there's a whole tekes that they did with the Melech and the Kohen Gadol and the Shir and the, right? So there's some type of formal declaration that you have to make to be Mekadesh something. So the one exception to the rule is Kibush Eretz Yisrael, which I presumably assume means that since we were promised Eretz Yisrael, so it was sort of built in, Hashem saying, I promised you the land. So soon as you conquer it, then the Kedusha sets in by itself. We do have, once in a while, you have a concept of Bechor. That Bechor is the only Korban that is Kodesh Me'elov. So you have certain things that are Kodesh Me'elov. So Eretz Yisrael is not exactly Kodesh Me'elov, but basically Hashem is saying to us that when we conquer the land, the Kedusha will set in by itself. So therefore you need a Din Kibush. But to have a Din Kibush, it has to be Kibush Rabim. So in the time of Yeshua, it was a real Kibush Rabim. But in the time of Ezra, it wasn't a Kibush Rabim. So the Din of Kibush is not going to be Chal in the time of Ezra, because it wasn't a real Kibush. So then what's going to make Eretz Yisrael Kadosh? So it must have been Kedushas Peh. It's interesting. It's a new. I mean, this Rambam is something that you can think about your whole life. I mean, this, you know, because it's very, there's a difference between Kibush and Chazaka. So we're trying to just present certain possibilities to think through. I mean, the Meshach Chochmah's things are, you know, drush. You know, it's the Meshach Chochmah is a gaonus. Everything he said was a gaonus, but it's not exactly always the pshat. But anything he says is worth, you know, even if it's not the pshat, it's still a beautiful idea. If it's not the pshat, so the two pshatim, that's right. You would agree with me. It's probably not what the Rambam had in mind. You know, it's, you know, the Meshach Chochmah was the Meshach Chochmah. So whatever he says is worth looking at, even if it's not the pashut pshat and whatever he's saying. But it's still the Meshach Chochmah. So that's why you have to know every Meshach Chochmah. Right? Keep happy, learn Meshach Chochmah. And but this pshat, again, you might not like it, you may like it, you may not like it, but let's just finish off what he says. In Hecha, page 27, we're in the bottom of the fourth column. The last word to learn is Hecha. In Hecha, B'Trumos, Shu'ikir Mekomo, Ramaz Minyan Akibish Sheya Balpeh, L'Hilchus Beis HaBechir, Shalom Ba'al L'Chalek, Ben Kedushas Mikdush Shalayim, Shar Yisrael, Lohizki HaMimos HaKedusha Shniya. He said, let me just show you his diyuk. It's a beautiful diyuk. Let's take a look. There was that diyuk that he said that the Loshon Kitshua versus this Katsha. He quotes it from the Rambam and Trumos. Take a look. We have the Rambam on page 3. Page 3, Rav Osei. Page 3. Halacha hey. Kol shech zik ole mitzrayim, when it's kaddish kedusha rishona, kevin shegolu batul kedusha osam. She kedusha rishona lfi shahaysa b'mnei akibash, melvad, kitcha lo shaitav, bo kitcha lo sidlovo. Kevin shegolu bovel haksiku b'mixas arts, kedusha, kitchua kedusha shniya. In other words, he's been dying from the Lashon, that the Rambam says, Kol hechzik ole mitzrayim v'niskadish. Niskadish is mashma memela. It happened by itself. Kitshua is that you actually positively articulate and mekadish it. So that's his diyuk in the Lashon. And he says, the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira is not the eker place where the Rambam discusses Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because There, the Rambam is more concerned about the Kiddush of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what he concludes. Let's see the conclusion here, I'm saying. Well, here's the bottom of 27. Fourth column, the bottom. That's where the line is bought. For the Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, Shalom Bo Elo Lach, Chalek, Ben Kiddushos, Mikdash, Yerushalayim, Sharetz Yisrael, Lewis Kiddush, Mimaus, and Kiddushos Shniyah. Agav Gror, Kamashmal Hasid, Kiddushos Shniyah, Hesurach, Mitzahar, HaChazachah. Tani Kamir, Shih, Kizikvo, Torzer, Yisrael. Chalem, Kom, Shih, Shih, Lo Kitshu. Ubok, Kod, Rak, And they shall all call him a comus niskachu. The Iker Hamos, the Kedusha Shnia, Soma, Mashakosov, Parakal, Mitrumas, the Shamikoma, Zeboro, Medu Yaku. Baruch Hashem, Bolosh, and Aramba, Mesorat, Mias, the Kesemishan, the Demethin, Akazakis, Mikadeshis, Al Kibush, O Mai Merabal Peh. So that's his thing. That there are two ways of Mikadesh Eretz Israel, either through Kibush or through Kedusha's Peh. There's no such thing that Chazaka is a Mikadesh. And even though the Rambam is mashma that way in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Hilchas Beis HaBechira, he's not focused on Eretz Yisrael, really. He just mentions that Agav. His focus is on, Yerushalayim. And then he has to just discuss why is Eretz Yisrael different than Yerushalayim. Okay. So that's his... idea. Okay, Ramosa, so let's just review, and then I want to just discuss what we're going to discuss hopefully tomorrow. So, like this. The Rambam tells us that there are two Kedushas. There's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra. The one of Yeshua was not lasting. The one in Ezra was lasting. And so Lechora, the one of Yeshua is called the Kedusha of what? Of Ole Mitzrayim. So Lechora, whatever Yeshua did is insignificant at this point. Because it was bought up. So we discussed, Rav Soloveitchik and others discussed that no, that even what Yeshua did was meaningful because there are three mitzvahs that have to do with Eretz Yisrael and not agricultural, and that's totally on the Eretz Yisrael of Yeshua, which is totally on the Eretz Yisrael of the Avos, and that's the mitzvah of Smicha and the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Egla Rufa. Those three things have to do with Eretz Yisrael and have to be done in Eretz Yisrael, but the borders of Eretz Yisrael are the bigger borders, the ones of Yeshua, because we know that in Ezra, they weren't Mekadesh the whole Eretz Yisrael, right? They left part without Kedusha. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin that the Smicha has to do be in Eretz Yisrael has to do with the Mokum of Olei Mitzrayim. And that's the famous phraseology of Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. That Shem Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael that was promised to by the Avos. And the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is the Kedusha of Ezra and the Kedusha of Yeshua. And that can come and go, based on the different opinions. And Shem Eretz Yisrael is relevant for all the spirituality of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, no one is going to say, except if Shmuel Zofsky claimed that Artosis maybe says that the Eretz Yisrael of, the spiritual being of the Indian of living in Eretz Yisrael and dying in Eretz Yisrael and learning in Eretz Yisrael and all that type of metaphysical Kedusha is always Shaykh Lo'olam Vo'ed. That was explained in the Sefer Kaftor Vaferach. So there's nothing to do with the Kedusha vis-a-vis Mitzvahs HaTulius Varetz. Our discussion here is about the Mitzvahs HaTulius Varetz. And then that discussion is whether the Kedusha for Mitzvahs HaTulius Varetz of Yeshua, Rambam holds his bottle, of Ezra is not bottle. And the Rambam explains that Yeshua made the Kiddusha Mishum Kibush, so the Kibush is undone, and Ezra was Mishum Chazaka, so, and that stays. So the obvious question is, why does Chazaka stay? I understand, if you undo a Kibush, the Kibush falls off, so if you undo a Chazaka, the chazaka falls off. So this is like one of the most, you know, plaguing questions. You know, you can think about it for your whole life, this question. What does the Rambam mean by that? Right? So we saw various terutzim in the, you know, the Beis Chochma gave, you know, Pi Hadrush, that the Kiddush Rishona was with Shem Hashem, with the Aron, and the whole mashal that he gives with the Levi and the Kohen, and then the other thing we saw today. But the Radvaz, and he says, no, the Kedusha Shniyah was Kedusha's Peh. And the Dvar Avram ultimately supports this Radvaz and says, basically, the two ways of being Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. Normally, there's only one way of Mekadesh something, that's Kedusha's Peh. But Eretz Yisrael, there are two ways of Mekadesh it, either through conquering it or through being Mekadesh Peh. Now, you can only be Mekadesh Peh if you're there. The Jews in Bavel couldn't be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael Peh. They have to settle it, and then they can be Mekadesh Peh. So that's what the Rambam means to say. In the time of Yeshua, they conquered Eretz Yisrael in a real conquer, Kibush Rabin. So Memela it became Kaddish. They didn't have to do a Kiddush Peh. Memela became Kaddish because it's the Kedusha of Yeshua. However, in the time of Ezra, it was a different story. In the time of Ezra, it wasn't. So Bemela, if the whole Kibush, the whole Kedusha came through Kibush, if the Kibush is undone, then the Kedusha is undone. But the Radvaz says, the time of Yeshua, the time of Ezra, there was no Kibush. Because not of all Klal Yisrael went in. It was a few people, very few people went in. So it wasn't a Kibush, so it couldn't work through Kibush. Because it wouldn't have been a Kibush Rabin. It was only a Kibush Yachid. It wasn't most of the people. So then they had to do a Kiddush Mepeh. So Kiddush Mepeh, you can't undo a Kiddush Mepeh. So then that Eretz Yisrael remains Kaddish, because Kibush is not going to... Kibush is only going to undo a Kedusha that came about through Kibush. But what do we gain? We gain to explain that Chazakah is also not a Kibush. Chazakah doesn't make something. If I live in a house, doesn't mean the house becomes Kaddish. If I say this house, if I give Kedusha's Peh to the house, then I say this house is Kaddish, so now it's Kaddish. But before I buy the house and live there, I can't be Mekadish the house. So that's what the Rambam means to say. The Kiddush is through Chazakah, and that enabled to have a Kiddush, Kiddush Peh. What were you saying, Chai?
Why can't
you just declare
it's not
holy
anymore, so
the answer should have done
that because
no, because you can't. In other words, if you're a Mekadesh something, so that's it. You can't say, okay, tomorrow it's not Kaddish. We have halachas of Pidyon. If something is, you know, certain things you can do a Pidyon to, and certain things. But like a behema, you can't do a pidyon to a behema. If you're a Mekadesh, a behema l'mizbeach. So you can't say tomorrow, I don't want it to be Kaddish. It's Kaddish. And you can't even do a pidyon. Unless the behema gets a mum. The behema gets a mum, so then you could pole dance. Jason?
Can I go?
Right, so that's the idea that we saw the other day in the Kaftah of Aferach, that's the milus of Eretz Yisrael from the spiritual point, have nothing to do with this whole discussion of Yeshua and Ezra. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the land of the Avos, he promised it, that was from day one, you know, from the first Rashi and Chumash, that was from Bereishis Bara Elokim, from the Avos, but this land is special. Right, that's the school of Eretz Yisrael, the Maila. That's the paragraph we read in the Kaftah of Aferach, the Maila of Eretz Yisrael. Caswell?
Why can you undone a Kiddush by conquering?
I'll tell you why. Because Kiddush by conquering happened by itself. You didn't. In other words, as soon as you mekadesh it, then the Torah declares it holy. You didn't do anything.
But you conquered it.
You conquered it.
So conquering is actually.
No, but conquering is not a ma'aseh kiddush also. In other words, it must be that since Hashem promised us the land, He made the kedusha toloi. When we conquer the land, then the kedusha will set in by itself. So if it's conquered, it became kadosh by itself. We didn't have to verbally declare kadosh. But if the conquering was undone, since we never befoel, that was the Dvar Avram's diuk, that by kedusha rishona he uses the lashon nitzkatsha, happened in Eilat. Kedusha Rishniya, it says Ketshua. Ketshua means the peck. Look, nothing is pashut in the end of the day, but this is a new perspective. I mean, I've been thinking about this Rambam for many, many years, so it's a new perspective on an old, you know, old problems with new perspectives.
So, according to this understanding of the Dvar Avram, had Yoshua conquered it through a chazaka and not a kiddush, then he also would have done a kiddush b'peh, and the first time it would have been kiddush.
So I mean, if not everyone went in the time of Yeshua,
right? And if it wasn't a kiddush,
then maybe he would have. Maybe he would have. Unless you have the other thing that he would have known not to do it, but right. Look, it's a possibility. This is one of the most famous Rambams, but just the simple reading is a little. It's difficult. It's something you should think about. It's a thing that people say over all the time, but you have to stop to think about it and what it's really saying. Okay, Rabbosai, tomorrow, so I'd like, we're going to have two parts of the shiur. Hopefully the packet will get done. I gave it in. So the first part I'd like to discuss the mitzvah of lulav, the discussion that the poskim have, whenever you have a mitzvah to do during the day. So lulav is Gemara says me the agbe nafik. As soon as you pick it up, you yotze. So is there any mila of holding it again during the day, or holding it more than a second? We say once you held it for a second, you yotze. So there's no, where is it? The more, you know, the more the merrier. You know, is that? And we see that the Gemara says an Anshe Yerushalayim used to hold the lulav in their hand the whole day. They would be walking around the whole day with their lulav and esrog in hand. So, what's that all about? And then the question is, could you make a bracha once you picked it up the first time? Could you make a second bracha, like by tefillin? So if you put on your tefillin and then you take it off, and a couple of hours later you put it on again, you can put it and make another bracha. Like if you're in one of these yeshivas that wears tefillin by mincha or something like that, so you could make another bracha. You know, usually the rule is that whenever there's a, this is an important klal to know, whenever you're mafsik, and it's something, a significant break, you have to make another bracha. That's important to know. They point out, like by Yom Kippur, that people wearing talis, the davening the whole day, and then they take a 2-hour break and they come back. So Rav Abadi said to me, it's pashut that they have to make another bracha. Because anything more than 15, 20 minutes, Rav Abadi pointed out to Chora, you have to make another bracha. Even though you had in mind that you're gonna put it on again. Because there was a hefsek. But the question is, by something, and tefillin, as long as there's a hefsek, you can make 10 brachas on tefillin. Sukkah, you can make 10 leisha basukas during the day. If you leave, as long as you leave in a significant way, for a half an hour, an hour, and then you come back, you make another bracha. But the question is, what about lulav and esrog? So our practice is we make one bracha a day, not more. But is that pashut? Or could we say that no, maybe lulav, at any time that you take it, there should be an added mitzvah, and therefore you should have an added bracha. So that's going to be the discussion, Bez Hashem. And then we'll have a chumashir, Bez Hashem, together with Hazinu, tying it into Sukkos. And those that didn't sign up for Simchas Torah, please sign up with Ari Graber. We'll make arrangements for housing and for transportation. on Hoshana Rabbah Day, leaving from YU, going to West Orange. So please sign up. Mincha is going to be in the main base medrash. Okay.
Oh, for a drive, very good.